little bit of a different time to this morning with Dr. Kara Christ as she joins us. And welcome to the show. Thanks for doing this again, Doctor.
Thank you.
I've got a lot of questions about COVID-19 and the Delta variant, but let's start off with your making the switch and taking a job in the private sector. Did you ever imagine when you took this job that you would end up being a media, we'd be seeking you so much and you'd be basically a household name in Arizona?
No, I would not have imagined that when I took this job many years ago.
Are you recognized in public quite a bit?
I am. When I go out, I do get recognized.
So what's that like?
It's a little strange. So my kids, I don't go out in public a lot. But when I do, my kids were just, they were amazed that people knew who I was as we were walking down the aisle. So it's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting, I'm sure. So let's talk about the Delta variant. We're hearing a lot of mixed information. The governor was on the show yesterday and was talking about what he believes to be the mixed message from the federal government about vaccinated people and getting masked up and wearing masks. Where do you stand on the mask and vaccinated people wearing masks now with the Delta variant?
You know, it's a recommendation that CDC made that people, if they're vaccinated and they're going to be around others they don't live with indoors, they recommend wearing a mask. We know that being fully vaccinated is the best way to prevent getting COVID-19. If you are unvaccinated, you definitely should wear a mask when you are out in public.
Do you think that it's going to discourage people that are unvaccinated to get vaccinated if they feel like things won't change and they don't have to wear, or they still have to wear masks indoors?
You know, I think it is one reason that people could say they don't want to get vaccinated. I know that there's a lot of reasons out there, but it is safe. It's the best tool we have to prevent hospitalizations and deaths. We would recommend going and getting vaccinated today.
The president said yesterday that we must open all schools this fall, that it's important for the emotional and educational well-being of children. Where do you stand on that?
I agree. The most important and safe place for kids to be is in school for a variety of public health reasons. And we have said that since the beginning of the pandemic. And so, you know, doing everything we can to keep our kids safe while they're in school. The lucky thing, if there's anything lucky about this pandemic, is that it doesn't seem to have the same impacts on kids that it does on adults.
I remember vividly watching one of the updates, and you were giving updates, and one of the things you were talking about was suicide rates, attempts, thoughts about suicide among young people, and you became a bit emotional by reading some of those statistics. There has been a huge increase in attempts and thoughts of suicide among young people. It's taken a big emotional toll on them.
Yes, this has taken a big emotional toll. We have nationally seen increases in attempts of, you know, that are coming to the emergency room. We believe that part of that had to do with the social isolation and the worry about the pandemic. And one of the things that is protective is for kiddos to go to school, and they've got a lot of support around them. That's one of the reasons that we were so eager to get kids back into the classroom.
One of the things that's been said out there is that there has been a rift between you and the governor on this mask thing, and that's why you're leaving. Can you dispel that rumor?
Yes, I've seen that rumor, and that is absolutely not true. There is no rift between Governor Ducey and I. We feel exactly the same. It is a recommendation that the CDC made. If people who are fully vaccinated are going to be around people that they don't live with, consider wearing a mask. But it is a choice. It will not be mandated in Arizona. And I love working for the governor and his team.
He was in studio with us yesterday. I don't know if you heard it, but I would like for you to hear what the governor had to say yesterday when your name came up.
Kara Christ is among the finest public servants that I have ever worked with. She's the finest in her position in the country. She's going for an incredibly great job in the private sector with one of the best healthcare providers in the country. So I'm very happy for her. I'm going to miss her a lot. I think she put in a decade worth of work in the last year and a half.
How do you respond?
I think that is very, very kind. If it wasn't this exact opportunity, I wouldn't be leaving. And so I really enjoy, and I feel exactly the same way about working for him.
When you look back on, COVID-19 is really what you're going to be remembered being the director during this time. Looking back at the totality of how this has been handled here in the state of Arizona, your part in the shutdowns, but also in the vaccination rollout, how you were recognized nationally, how would you sum up your time in this office?
I would say that. This definitely has been a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I'm so grateful that I got to be with this team during this time. I can't imagine having had a different governor or a different team here at the department, and I think that this is probably going to be a time I remember for the rest of my life.
Have you talked to the governor about a replacement? Is there anybody out there that you're recommending, or have you had any input on that?
You know, we are going to be taking a look at potential options. I know he said that he wanted to do a national search, and so I am happy to assist in any way that he needs me moving forward.
So what would you say to somebody that's a potential candidate for this position? Would you recommend them to take it?
I would recommend them to take it. I think whoever comes in is going to have a wonderful team of extremely smart experts who care about Arizonans. There's no better job than taking care of the health and wellness of our state, and they get to work with a fabulous team in the governor's office. I would say jump at the chance if you get this opportunity.
You know, Dr. Crist, it's always been a pleasure to talk with you. I always appreciate the information you give us, your graciousness, and always coming on the show, being pulled in so many different directions. And I'm sad that we're probably, I'm sure you're not, that we're not going to talk much anymore. I'm sure you're sick of the spotlight. But from my personal perspective, I'm so grateful that you came on. You talked to the audience very often. Even when the news wasn't good that was out there, you were always gracious with your time. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on. It really helps us get the message out.
Well, good luck in your new endeavor, and Godspeed.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. That's Dr. Kara Crist, Arizona. She's the director of the Arizona Department of Health Services, soon to take the job with Blue Cross Blue Shield.